Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Korean military is reporting North Korea has violated a 2018 inter-Korean agreement that was intended to minimize tensions. North Korea is accused of firing 130 artillery rounds into the sea off both east and west coasts Monday morning. Verbal warning communications were sent to the North Korean side, according to South Korean's Joint Chiefs of Staff. The censoring of content of the American people during a presidential election on social media giant Twitter and pushed by the federal government in weekly meetings was exposed by Elon Musk on Friday night with the release of some internal documents. Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox News calls out the government's dirty secrets.
It also gives us a lot of insight into what went into covering up the Hunter Biden story. And now, of course, it's amazing. You've got big tech and social media and big TV, and what are they trying to do? They're trying to bury the story about the cover-up.
More Chinese cities, including Urumqi on the far west, announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday as China tries to make its zero-COVID policy less blanketed. Urumqi, the capital of Xinjiang region where the protests first erupted, will reopen malls, markets, restaurants, and other venues starting today. About 2,500 seals have been found dead on the Caspian Sea coast in southern Russia. Authorities in the Russian province of Dagestan said it was unclear why the mass die-off happened, but it was likely because of natural causes. U.S. men's national team is out at the World Cup after a 3-1 defeat to the Netherlands over the weekend. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Russian military, and more specifically their leadership, has become more discouraged in recent months due to their poor invasion of neighbor Ukraine. Tony Maruso from our Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says there's been increasing dissent among the Russian elite.
We've seen some of the sort of more significant figures in Russia provide more critical views of the war and what's happening in Putin than you have in the past, but nothing that amounts to likely regime change, but it could shape some of his decision-making.
Haines spoke at the annual Reagan National Defense Forum in California. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Let's get an update on the Idaho students' murders. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has the latest.
Nearly 3 weeks into the investigation of the fatal stabbings of four University of Idaho students, the community is seeking answers.
I understand that people are a little frustrated with some of the stumbles in terms of what people have said, but I just ask us all to give each other some grace.
Moscow City Council member Julia Parker, speaking there on Fox News, the families of the victims say they have not received any recent updates from authorities about the investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for being there. We appreciate it. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824, 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the New York Times best-selling author and political consultant, author of the highly lauded book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick Morris joins us now. Dick, how are you?
Good. In fact, I just got an email one moment ago from President Trump saying the book is, I'm reading it now, really an interesting read, would make a great Christmas gift. Get your copy of The Return.
Exactly.
2024 comeback.
Yeah, listen to your 45th president, soon to be the 47th president, regardless of all the objections of those that, including some Republicans, which is, you know, quite telling. And certainly what happened with their vote on this definition of marriage act, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they really showed themselves and all the more revealed why Donald Trump is such a force and why they're so afraid of Donald Trump, right?
Yes, I just wrote a piece that you know, why do we have elections? We just won control of the House. And while the margin of seats isn't bad, it's 10 seats, probably will be 12.
Mm-hmm.
We won the popular vote for the House by 5 points,
right.
Which means that we lost in 2020 allegedly by 7 and won in 22 by 5, a 12-point swing.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yet the Democrats are about to pass, believe it or not, a continuing resolution keeping the government open and at the same spending levels it has now until October 1st, 2023. That's AD, by the way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
And my God, I mean, we just won an election.
Right.
And they will permit no changes in the budget. We want to get rid of those 87,000 IRS agents. Mm-hmm. We want to roll back the huge $1 trillion spending that Biden did that's causing this inflation. We want to cut back some of his tax increases. And the Democrats are saying, we won't let you do that. And the Republicans are rolling over and taking it.
Right.
They're saying, okay with us. We're afraid to shut down the government. And we won't take any steps that might lead toward that.
Mm-hmm.
So McCarthy and McConnell have totally disarmed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the heck do we have elections for?
Exactly. They've become the surrender caucus here, Dick. I mean, I can't even believe that. I mean, here they are, basically. Nancy Pelosi lives through October because all this is Nancy Pelosi's agenda, right?
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, these IRS agents, for example, will all be hired by then.
Yeah.
I mean, we just went through an emotional, tough, aggressive, vigorous election campaign that doesn't mean a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Republicans won't stand up, they won't grow a pair, and they are letting it happen. And the Democrats are fixing it so that the only way we could change the budget before October 1st is to pass a new one, which means you have to get it through the Senate.
Right.
So our control of the House means we used to think that, hey, we have control of the purse strings, but
right.
That doesn't mean anything. We don't.
Right. Well, Dick, the other thing that happens is that if they are able to do this, they basically have relinquished the first year of 2 years of their power, have they not?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
That's precisely true. It's half gone. Absolutely the most incredible thing. I think that President Trump is going to protest this in the loudest possible term. It's literally signing over the election back to the Democrats.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so much for a red wave. And the thing is, again, all this is quite telling. Donald Trump remains to be that revealing agent. He pulls back the veil on these surrender caucus participants, people of the Republican Party. I mean, people voted thinking, well, the Republican Party is our Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're going to save us. And what they did is they threw us under the bus, Dick.
Exactly. And then they do so with an anesthetic, a palliative of saying, oh, yay, Pelosi's gone.
Yeah.
Well, the hell she is.
Yeah.
And I think this is just outrageous. It's unbelievable. It's beyond belief that we're handing the election back over to them. So, you know, look, if anybody's, there's a whole group of Republicans that have never liked Trump, that don't like how he challenges the swamp, mm-hmm. don't like how he tells us the truth. But we can't listen to them. Mm-hmm. There is only one Donald Trump in the country, and that's the one we have to elect president again.
Well, look at their idea. They believe in moderation. Well, the moderates keep losing. Why do you want to be on a losing team? And they're disenfranchising their own base because they're going to get so frustrated. They're going to say, where do we go?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, it's a parallel situation with the immigrants mm-hmm. in America. The Latinos, mm-hmm. they're saying, okay, we left North Vietnam, we left Cambodia, we left Mexico, we left Guatemala, we left Venezuela, we left Cuba. Any ideas of where we go next?
Exactly. Well, yeah, you've got everyday Americans asking the same question. I had a dear friend who left Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and he left and went to Australia because he just said, and of course, you know, that's a whole other story. But the fact of the matter is people are looking for the exits right now because they're losing faith in their government and unfortunately this great American idea. But like Trump, there can be a return to greatness because we've done it before, right?
They sure can. I mean, that's the key argument for Donald Trump. Whenever a guy runs for office and he promises, I'm going to do this, I'm going to have growth in jobs with no inflation, I'm going to seal the border, mm-hmm. I'm going to reduce crime, I'm going to be aggressive with Russia and China so they won't screw around and invade anybody. I'm going to restore manufacturing jobs to the U.S. We come back and we say, hey, how do we know you can do this? You're just saying this. This is mm-hmm. pie in the sky. But Donald Trump actually did it.
Exactly.
And he can point to that. So he's sort of a hybrid of a challenger and incumbent. He has a challenger's dreams mm-hmm. and critique of the status quo, but at the same time a record of having delivered an experience. And you don't find that combination anywhere else.
Exactly. Well, even if, and it's not going to happen, Democrats are not going to come to reason. I mean, they have no answer for inflation or this recession that somehow they keep unannounced. I mean, everybody else in the world knows it. Donald Trump would come in with a sense of urgency and do something about it, Dick, don't you say?
Yeah, I do, but it's worse than you're saying. The Democrats want inflation. They support inflation. I just did a column the other day. 37% of Americans have cost of living adjustments in their benefit or paychecks. So they don't feel inflation. Mm-hmm. They're on Social Security. They get inflation means they get a 9% raise every year. And disability, food stamps, welfare, same thing. And then in the private sector, union people often have in their contract an escalator clause.
Mm-hmm.
So from one standpoint, the Democrats don't suffer any damage from inflation. And the more the rest of us do, the more we're going to try to get on those protected islands that the Democrats have and join labor unions and go on disability, get food stamps, and do stuff so that we can immunize ourselves against inflation.
And in the process, Dick Morris, we'd mediocritize ourselves, which is a disaster. Got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from Dick Morris after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
For the American, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Dick Morris, the author of The Return. And Dick, as we were saying just right before the break, is that, you know, The Democrats have a plan. This is not by accident. You're exactly right. They are compelling people to make a choice. Okay, if you want freedom that is based on our U.S. Constitution, you're going to pay a price because the rules of the game have changed, and we're not rewarding people who are constitutionalists.
Right. And then I was explaining how a third of Americans do not feel the impact of inflation because they get government benefits that are indexed for inflation. Mm-hmm. They go up as the prices go up. But the other part of it is that the Democrats, debtors have always wanted inflation. You're in Minnesota, I think. Mm-hmm. The heritage of the former Labor Party there was based on inflation. The idea that if you're in debt, you want the currency to be cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So you repay the debt in cheaper dollars. And if you're the lender, the Eastern bankers, you want higher interest because you want to repay it at full value.
Of course.
And what the Democrats are doing is they've spent so much money. The debt is so large. The deficit is so huge that the only way they can bring it under control and be able to pay the debt service on it, the interest on it, is to inflate the currency. Hmm. So it means less and less.
Right.
The Democrats, for example, cut the national debt by 10% last year. They didn't cut it by a dime, right. But inflation reduced the value of the currency by 10%. So in effect, they reduced the debt by 10%. Even if they increase the nominal debt, the real debt drops because they're making the currency increasingly worthless.
Exactly.
And at one point, they get to a point where the currency doesn't mean anything. It's entirely replaced by cyber and gold and other kinds of stuff, and our economy becomes a total basket case.
Unbelievable. And the thing is that most Americans do not understand this. This is a bit nuanced for them. They're just living through the nightmare, Dick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you. I sure appreciate this time.
No, well, we've got a couple more minutes, if you don't mind. I know there's a lot of pressure on your time, but what you have to share with the audience is so critical, especially in light of these attacks on Donald Trump. I mean, they're doing everything they can to kneecap him. Of course, the latest thing now is they're going to have, they're going to be able to look at his tax returns. My first question to them is, are you current on your taxes? If you're not current on your taxes, you shouldn't be allowed to look at it. And in terms of his peers, I mean, what do they know about a billionaire's tax returns? I mean, they're so ignorant. I mean, we're going to end up with the same thing like we did with Mitt Romney, if you remember, with Harry Reid laughing about it in the well of the Senate, going, "Well, he didn't get elected." Well, these guys don't understand a tax form from a billionaire. What are they going to do?
Well, of course. And what we know about his taxes is that there were 2 or 3 years where he overpaid his tax by millions of dollars. And then the next year, he paid almost nothing. So they eliminate the first 2 years, and they talk about the years where he paid almost nothing because he was basically owed a refund, and he took it in the form of decreased taxes. And we're all about to become CPAs and try to understand this. But I think we have to understand that what they are doing is throwing everything they possibly can at Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I mean, what else do you need to know about the state of American democracy? Then that on Tuesday, November 15th, Donald Trump announced he was going to run for president against Joe Biden. And on Thursday, November 17th, Joe Biden ordered a special prosecutor to try to indict Donald Trump and lock him up.
And you say that this investigation is going to backfire on them massively.
Massively, because first of all, everybody sees it as totally political, and they're not used to fighting a political campaign in a grand jury. But the other point is that the charges are so technical and so minor. I mean, they're saying that he absconded with documents that should be in the archives. Mm-hmm. Okay. But he had some overdue library books, too.
Right.
But there's no indication that he gave that these were secrets, that he passed to our adversaries. No charges even at that.
Exactly.
And the charges that he made a phone call to the Secretary of State in Georgia saying, please look hard to see if we can find 11,000 votes. And that's urging him to count the ballots accurately.
Exactly.
To work hard at making sure that he's got them all counted. What's the matter with that?
Yeah, exactly.
The third charge, which is most incredible, is that he led a revolution and incited one on January 6th. Well, first of all, nobody had it done. Secondly, he tried to call out 20,000 troops prophylactically to stop it from becoming violent. And thirdly, he went on television and told everybody to behave and go home.
Yes.
So how is that inciting a revolution?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, again, this is the narrative that the Democrats have been able to control and put out there time and again. And, of course, this ridiculous committee, Jan 6 committee, people see it for what it is. I mean, it's a kangaroo court at best.
Yep. Well, thankfully, that's going out of business on January 1st. If they lost control of the House.
Mm-hmm.
Good riddance. So listen, I'm going to say that I do have to go, but thank you.
Again. Well, Dick Morris, again, thank you for your time. We appreciate all the great work you're doing on behalf of freedom for the American people. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, Dick Morris, there he is. I mean, wow. Just laying it out as to what is going on and the pressure now on, on Republicans to block, to block what the Democrats have put into motion. I mean, imagine just on the budget alone, Nancy Pelosi is going to live, through next year, which is half of the 2-year term, basically, of the people that we just elected. I mean, this is absurd, and I get it, and I hear your frustration that here it is. We're hoping for a red wave, thinking that they would do a better job than what it is. You know, as Gary Bauer says, it's the surrender caucus. Somehow they think by going along, and I think it's I think Dick's right. I think it's much more diabolical than that. I think we give them too much credit and think that it was just a simple relational deal. We're going to try and make nice and try to come into some sort of bipartisan arrangement. No, not at all. I mean, this is the tail shaking the dog. This is the Democrats full-on control and the Republicans going along to get along at the expense of our Democratic Republic. I mean, Joe Biden was right in a sense when he talked about democracy being on the ballot. I think that was probably one of the true words that he has spoken in the 2 years that he's been president of the United States. I mean, it is definitely at risk right now, and the thing is we're expecting the wrong people to fix it because they're very happy. As Dick Morris laid out, I mean, there is a plan here in play that they are crushing our economy, and when you understand the nuance and how each party is served and that it keeps them in power and in control and keeps us fearful to the point that we'll wear a mask and we'll go along with some sort of right now a soft social credit rating that we're probably not that far away for it to be really intensified, and we end up being just like they are in China. Can you imagine? I know that you may think that's far-fetched, but all the technology, everything is in place, and the social media oligarchs are doing everything they can. This is why they're sort of freaking out about Elon Musk. Elon Musk is an anomaly, and he's breaking from the pack, and what are they doing? They're doing everything they can to invalidate his effort and cancel that purchase. I mean, there's a lot of money. I mean, they're even pulling out ads away from him and letting him know that he's a bad boy and that he needs to comply. If not, they're going to continue to put the pressure on him because the last thing that America needs is something that promotes freedom. God forbid, right? Like Twitter. And we need to do everything we can to support. That's the thing, like we were talking about earlier with our other guest. It is so critical for us to keep in front of us with every decision and every offering. Is it adding or taking away from our liberties, ladies and gentlemen? Because truly, that is what's at risk. Stay with us. We've got more coming up right after this.
This report is sponsored by Meta. This holiday season, Meta is excited to announce new ways to make a difference. When you sign up to donate monthly to a nonprofit on Facebook, Meta will match your donation after the second month. Meta will match up to $7 million in total across all organizations in celebration of giving season. In addition to connecting with nonprofits, people use Meta's platforms every day to connect with individuals, groups, and businesses. Also, this holiday season, Upworthy is inviting people to share their most extraordinary stories of connection on Meta's products, like Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp, and more. Submissions can be about experiencing a random act of kindness, finding your chosen family, or coming together with like-minded people to do something you never thought would be possible. Upworthy may highlight select stories. The holidays are about giving back, and a small connection you make online could make a huge difference in the world. Meta is looking forward to helping connect people this holiday season and beyond by making the ordinary feel extraordinary. For more information, visit facebook.com/upworthy or instagram.com/upworthy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Korean military is reporting North Korea has violated a 2018 inter-Korean agreement that was intended to minimize tensions by firing 130 artillery rounds into the sea off both its east and west coasts Monday morning. The censoring of content to the American people during a presidential election on social media giant Twitter and pushed by the federal government in weekly meetings was exposed by Elon Musk on Friday night with the release of some internal documents. Tennessee Senator Republican Marsha Blackburn on Fox News calls out the government's dirty secrets.
You know, this really adds to what we already knew about Facebook, what we knew about Google, and how they would preference or suppress different headlines and information. Gives us a lot of insight into what went into covering up the Hunter Biden story.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your time and your day. Don Johnson is going to be joining us in just a moment, the filmmaker and director of this new documentary. Oof, I'm telling you, it's going to blow your mind. I mean, The Whole Truth and Nothing But, titled Disconnected. In fact, let's bring Don on now. Don, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Well, Disconnected, Transgender Madness, disconnected from reality, right?
Yeah, that's what it's about, ultimately, I think. It's about a fight against the reality that we've been given, you know, as creatures made in the image of God. People don't like that. So it's a movement to try to take control of it for ourselves. But, you know, as we know, living contrary to reality isn't a recipe for a flourishing life. So we've got hundreds of thousands of young girls right now that are getting their bodies mutilated, that are putting themselves into a permanent state of dependence on medical intervention. I mean, it's a disaster, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, as you talk about this, I mean, in a sense, this is a perfect storm, you know, because you've got this road that has been opened up as a result of our disconnected culture that literally has lost its mind. It reminds me of my old mentor who used to tell me all the time, Bill, you can be so open-minded that your brains have fallen out. And I think this is what we've done as a culture. And the damage that is ensuing of these young kids, I mean, look it, we've lived life long enough, and there's enough imperial evidence to back this up that, you know, call it what you want, gender confusion, dysphoria, whatever. I mean, we go through that phase. And because there's too much information in our body chemistry that defines our gender, that eventually we find that center ground and we end up, you know, developing into that that gender designated you know, position that God has given us and built into us, including our DNA and everything. So all this other stuff is superficial. And, you know, you ask the question, go, well, what about all the DNA, all the signs that are associated with those I mean, we're talking probably trillions of bits of information within the body. What do you do to change that?
Yeah. No, this is a very anti-science movement, actually, Bill. It's anti-science, it's destroying the medical industry, it's destroying the counseling industry, it's destroying the educational industry. Because what we have done is we've taken what we know to be true in the past. Like kids, like you said, kids go through phases where they believe things that are contrary to reality. So you have, you know, kids that are anorexic, you know, kids that have depression, kids that have been through trauma. And traditionally what we have done is come alongside them and lined up their thoughts and feelings with reality. So no, honey, you're not fat, okay? We're not going to give you liposuction. We're not going to do surgery on you. Yes, you had some trauma. Let's heal that. Now what we do with those kids that have had trauma, that have had psychological distress, that are going through, you know, the phase where they want to be popular and it's junior high and it's hard, you know,
right,
now taking that and actually making it worse by telling these kids, oh yeah, you know what? You were born in the wrong body. Let's mutilate you. Let's put you on chemical sterilization drugs that we don't even give to sex offenders anymore and make you a permanent medical patient because of this. I mean, it's unbelievable the way we've flipped reality on its head, actually.
Exactly. And you wonder where's the ethics of the medical community? I mean, that's just been thrown out the door. I mean, the idea of doing no harm.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the sake of what do they get? What are they making? Something like $100,000 for each operation, exchange operation.
Yeah.
So follow the money. We're rewarding all the wrong behavior here.
No, that's exactly right. This is a top down money making industry that has exactly flipped the medical industry on its head. In fact, I went to a do no harm rally. We actually stood a few weeks ago outside the Anaheim Convention Center because 10,000 pediatricians were there, and on our shirts we had first do no harm. Okay,
like, right. Just remind you of your Hippocratic oath.
Yeah, like, hello, what are you guys doing here?
Right.
But no, they're making a ton of money off this thing, Bill. That's what people need to understand. Like, this is taking traditional medical ethics, flipping it upside down for the sake of a dollar. I mean, there's some ideologues. There are some ideologues that are pushing this and have taken control of like the training and like, you know, you've got good counselors that are now afraid for their job. So they won't tell kids the truth. Or, in fact, like here in California, it's now against the law for a counselor to tell the kid what traditionally would have been cognitive behavioral therapy, like lining them up with the truth. That's actually illegal. Like, they could lose their license for doing that. So, I mean,
why are we surprised?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, California's doing the same thing with doctors. I have a doctor friend. They treated over 10,000 COVID patients, right? Nobody went to the hospital. Everybody survived. Nobody went on a respirator. They didn't have to take remdesivir, the death drug, right?
Yeah.
And so now they're being called to Sacramento and put on the hot seat. How dare you save people? How dare you not follow the protocol? And now, you know, Governor Newsom signs into law this tribunal that doesn't even consist of doctors mostly. It's just a bunch of bureaucrats coming in, and guess what? I mean, they're slamming these doctors down and putting their license at risk and jeopardy here.
So the
same pattern what you're talking about is what they're, you know, this cancel culture is doing, whether you believe in climate change or not. If you don't follow the party line, you're out of the club. No research dollars for you. I mean, and it goes on and on. But go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. The ideological bureaucrats, which are the ones that are the problem, right? Like, they make these rules, and you've got a whole government system made up of, I'll just say it, like homosexual activists a lot of times.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's who's running the government. And they're absolutely making these rules. So your poor counselor, your poor, you know, first grade teacher has to walk on eggshells because her first grader maybe thinks that they want to change their pronouns. So now we've got to teach, or frankly, Bill, Planned Parenthood is providing 19-year-old counselors to go into public schools here in California to teach kids sexual immorality, basically. It's sexual perversion. We need to realize what's going on in these institutions.
Right.
Like the Trevor Project, for example, the suicide hotline that kids are supposed to call when they have depression, absolutely run by a bunch of trans activists that are pushing kids into this transgender vortex and destroying their lives. So, yeah, it's a tough time to be a kid here.
The mental patients are running the asylum.
Yeah.
This is nuts. I mean, like you said, I mean, and you got, you know, drag queens out there, and it amazes me. I see some of these videos, Don, where drag queens are doing their presentations in front of kids and mothers. Mothers are giving the kids dollar bills to put into the belts of these drag queens doing their, you know, twerking and dancing and what have you. And you go, wait a minute, what are you doing? You know, you are creating, you know, tomorrow's, porn consumers and the very people that supposedly that you were so offended because they went to, these adult nightclubs.
Right. No, that's what we're doing, actually. So if you study, like, who becomes transgender, you know, as teenagers, well, it is people with trauma in their past. It is people with psychological problems. But what we're doing now is we're actually, like you said, creating those problems. Like, we are grooming kids to have these psychological issues so that when they do get to 10, 11 years old, I got a friend who's
I'll tell you what, Don, real quick, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from Don Johnson after this.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This report is sponsored by Amazon.
Amazon is making holiday hosting simple for families who want healthy, delicious, and affordable groceries this season. SNAP recipients can register their EBT card on Amazon to order SNAP-eligible groceries online for delivery. Customers can use SNAP benefits on Amazon.com to shop all the pantry essentials for holiday parties, such as shelf-stable ingredients like nuts, dried fruit, and crackers for an appetizer board. Or find fresh vegetables, fruits, and dairy on Amazon Fresh that make the perfect addition to your main course and get it all delivered straight to your door. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive offers such as free access to Amazon Fresh and 50% off a Prime membership. Skip in-store rush this season with SNAP EBT on Amazon. To register your benefits and start saving today, visit Amazon.com/SNAP.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us. And and probably more so, you know, the idea of being fresh and independent is what you're hearing from Don Johnson. There's not many radio shows that you're going to hear about disconnected, that you're going to hear the whole truth and nothing but about this transgender madness. It's like we're all walking on eggshells, you know. It's like all of a sudden you can't offend people who are lying to you, that are doing something that just does not make sense. And it's, you know, Don, at the end of the day, we're talking a very small minority of people that have hijacked the majority. I mean, this is, we become a nation of, you know, of minority-run maniacs here.
No, that's true. People need to understand this is not some sort of grassroots movement where a bunch of young kids have suddenly, you know, have the social freedom to acknowledge that they were born in the wrong body or something. That's absolutely not what's happening. This is a top-down movement pushed by very powerful ideologues who have a lot of money, that have got some of the rules changed and now control these institutions so that the kids are being sucked into this vortex. That it's absolutely a top-down thing that we need to push back from the bottom. Because, yeah, don't believe the lie that there's a bunch of kids out there that are just, oh, now we can, you know, be free to be ourselves. No. No.
Well, you know, I heard one teacher, she was bragging that 43% of the kids in her classroom are trans.
I have a friend who teaches fourth grade, and her percentage is just that. You're exactly right, Bill. 50%. 50% in fourth grade.
You know, it reminds me, honestly, I was in Catholic school, right? And it started in kindergarten. And what would happen is Monsignor would come in and you know, greet all the kindergarten kids. How many of you boys want to be priests when you grow up? Well, of course, everybody raised their hand. And then, you know, then the Mother Superior would come in. How many of you young girls want to be nuns when you grow up? They all raised their hand. And, of course, by the time you get to eighth grade, we're down to about three. Three guys left. I mean, you know, it's just, that's just the way it is, you know. So it's just crazy. But here it is, at the expense of our children. And the American people, some are already waking up and saying, look, I got to get my kid out of public school. I got to do whatever it takes. I mean, this is absolutely insane. Call me a domestic terrorist if you want. I don't care. I'm going to protect my children. I'm going to protect their minds because you guys are out of your minds.
Yeah, no, that's where we're at. I think you do have to get your kids out of public school, and I understand that it's hard, but these are not places that are safe for children anymore. We interview a public school teacher in the film, and she's just very straight about that. These are not places now that are safe for kids. They are pushing them into this. I just call it a vortex because it's.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, like, these kids are getting permanently damaged.
Yes.
They lie to these kids and say, oh, well, you're not comfortable entering puberty. I mean, who is? Nobody's comfortable entering puberty. So they say, oh, we'll just pause it for a while. No, you're not pausing anything. You're permanently destroying your body. So now you've got a whole generation of kids that are waking up. You see a lot of 23, 24-year-olds right now, Bill, that are detransitioning because in 2015 they were on Reddit and Tumblr and all these social media sites telling them that, hey, this is the way to go. And now they're realizing this was a disaster. And so you got 100,000 people on Reddit right now in a detransition forum saying,
oh, wow.
I wish I had never been told this.
Yes.
You know, like, you lied to me. Mm-hmm. And now hopefully the lawsuits are coming. That's what I'm hoping.
Exactly. Well, the deal is this fall is the same thing like with abortion. You know, they sold people on a lie, and now what do you hear from women? You lied to me. So, you know, whether it's that, you know, this whole, you know, trans industry that, you know, this vortex, and I think that's a great word for it, that our kids are getting sucked into, and it's going to be up to the parents. You know, we have got to stand in the gap and protect our kids, you know, from these institutions that heretofore, you know, we grew up in such a way, and she's a teacher, she's a good person. Oh, they're a doctor. They're looking out for your best and do no harm. All this stuff, and then we're finding out, wait a minute, harm is abounding, and especially in these institutions that we once trusted. You know, you have got to really be vigilant, you know, about protecting our kids, especially with the madness in our society that has been given place.
Yeah, people need to realize that even to become a public school teacher now, you have to become so indoctrinated, brainwashed. I'm a teacher, so I know what it takes. Like, and the stuff that they have to, the hoops they have to jump through just to get their license, it's almost impossible for a sane person to come out of it. I mean, I'm just going to be factual with you. You're especially in some of the more left states like California, Oregon, where I've had experience. I mean, you can't believe the nonsense that you have to believe. And so it's no surprise to me that these young kindergarten teachers, you know, these 22-year-olds are coming into these classes and they're, you know, straight up grooming kids into this ideology. So parents need to wake up. Yeah, it's not like the old days where we could trust. And it's sad for me to say it, but you can't trust counselors anymore. And we've got counselors in the film that tell this, okay?
Yes, right.
We've got doctors in the film that say this directly. Mm-hmm. We went to the sources in the film, to the doctors, to the teachers, to the counselors, and asked them directly, like, what's going on in your industries? And to a person, they said, no, I'm sorry, it's been completely hijacked.
Wow, amazing.
So you really have to be aware of what's happening and protect your kids, because that's where the attack is. The attack is on kids.
Right.
The younger and younger, you know, you talked about the drag queen. There's a reason they have the story hour.
Yes.
You know, it's an anti-family, anti-children, very dark, very diabolical movement that at the bottom of the day, I think, is like a Gnostic. It's basically a Gnostic dualism that, you know, we've seen rise up heretically over the years, but it's come back in force here in the 20th century.
Big time. He's filmmaker and director of the movie Disconnected. Don Johnson is with us. Don, about 3.5 minutes left. What do you want people to take away from this movie, and how can they see it?
Yeah, so to watch it, you can go to disconnectedmovie.com. That's Disconnected with a Y, or donjohnsonmedia.com, and you can buy the DVD. You can stream it worldwide directly. What I have found from people who've watched it, their first, I mean, honestly, by the end of the movie, almost everybody's crying. So it is it's a powerful, emotional story because of the people that tell their stories. But what I have found is almost every person goes away saying, you know what? I kind of had thought I had an idea. I didn't realize it was quite that bad.
No.
And now I'm in a situation where I have to take a stand. I can't sit on the sidelines anymore. I can't be, you know, silent while all these kids are getting damaged. And so that's what I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that people will take the step, first of all, watch the movie, and then you got to share it. Then you got to get in the game. You got to tell people because, you know, people are scared. They're like, oh, I don't want to post it. I think I have a trans friend or whatever. No, we can't sit on the sidelines. Like, down the road, people are going to look back on this era, you know, the way we look back on some of the stupidest and most evil errors in history and wonder, why didn't more people stand up, you know?
Yeah. Like the Holocaust, right? I mean, I can still see Arthur Schindler in the end of the movie that was produced on the big screen for us to see, and he's there in the waning moments of the movie just saying, I had a gold watch. Could I have saved any more Jews, you know, from these horrific crimes that were perpetrated on this people, you know, by the Germans and by Hitler?
Yeah, yeah. There's horrific crimes being perpetrated, especially on young girls right now. And we need to be aware of just how, listen to their stories, you know. Yeah.
And the thing that comes to mind, Don, is young girls, are they seemingly more impressionable than the boys?
Well, we talk about a few different reasons why it affects young girls in the film. It's a very pornified culture in which it's very difficult to be a young girl, frankly. Mm-hmm. And so the culture that they're growing up in, it makes sense for them not to want to be a girl anymore in many ways.
Oh.
And it's just easier, popular. And social media, you know, adds an exponential degree to this because, you know, you could be a nobody. And you just switch your pronouns on social media, suddenly you've got 10,000 followers and you're a superstar. So there's a whole bunch of cultural aspects to this that really make that teenage girl population particularly susceptible to this. And frankly, autism. I mean, 30 to 50% of these kids are autistic. So, I mean, even just that, you know, people need to realize.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, Don Johnson, Disconnected is the name of the movie. He's a filmmaker and director. This is powerful. We need to get this in front of as many people as possible. Remind everybody, Don, where they can get connected with the movie and share it with family, friends, with their key areas of influence.
Yeah, definitely. DonJohnsonMedia.com is one way, or just go directly to DisconnectedMovie.com. We'll have all the links for you to stream it online, watch the DVD, share it online, get it for your pastor, get it for your, you know, parents especially. Parents and pastors absolutely need to watch this.
This really is about the kids, ladies and gentlemen. Get involved. Don, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Boy, it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, huh? I'm telling you, we can no longer just sit back and let this happen. I mean, this is really the tyranny of the minority that's happening in our society today. I mean, the proper use of pronouns, how everybody's being conditioned to be hyper-sexually sensitive and accommodating. That's the big thing. You know, what are we accommodating through all this in thinking, well, we just need to go along to get along? And I keep thinking that there's going to be a voice or something that's going to break through the darkness here and say, hello, you know, reality to this delusion. This is insane what you're doing to yourselves. All it takes is a little bit of courage, ladies and gentlemen. Look who's standing in the balance here. We've got our kids that are being groomed right in front of our eyes. Stay tuned. We've got
about
more
the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity. This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid?